Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to each of you to the Master's Call. Give your name and where you're calling from at this time. I still hear the chimes coming in, so we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I expect a miracle from the Lord today. I said this is a season to be merry. I mean, in 7 days we will be celebrating the birth of Christ, and it's an exciting feeling in the air, and I just thank God for where we are and for actually allowing us to realize that it's not about what we're getting this year, but it's all about giving. So I thank God for the Master's Call, and I thank God that each of you are on the line this Monday morning, because I know that this is going to be a merry, merry week, a week of celebration, a week of anticipation, and a week of expectation of great things that God will be doing. It because we're going to magnify the Lord and make him bigger than any circumstance, any problems. We are going to be in control of our feelings. We're not going to get caught up in what the world dictates that Christmas is about, but we are going to get caught up in celebrating the birth of Jesus. So we welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. The Master's Call started on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, and she usually comes to us by way of Prairie View for the last few weeks. And we just thank God for our founders for this call. The scripture reference that was given for this call when it started can be found in Psalm 88:13. Which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, when we set precedence for the Lord, great things happen as we seek God's face, as we seek his presence, as we seek his power in the morning. Truly, truly, great things will happen unto us. The mission statement for this call is to enrich, to empower, and to enhance lives of believers in Jesus Christ as they begin their day in the market. So as you tap into this call each morning, you tap in because you want something different to go on in your life. You tap in because you are motivated and you're inspired. You tap in because you are a believer and you come into agreement with other believers and other saints on this line to know that God is doing and still in the miracle working business, and he is allowing things to be manifest in your life and manifest here on the Master's Call. So we thank God for divine connection, divine appointment, and that you have called in this morning to the Master's Call. If you have missed any of the calls on this line, then I invite you to go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send in an email, then I invite you to use our email address, and that's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So I invite you to use that our web address as well as our email address at any time. And see, the vehicle that has brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artist International. Artist International is a Christian health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family over 23 years ago. And we are on the move. I'm telling you, Artist International is changing lives all over the world. And there are so many people out there who don't even know what Artist International is about, have not ever heard of it, have never used it. So if you are a distributor on this line today, I say open your mouth and share truly what Artist International is about. There's so many people who have prescription medication and never even tried a natural product. So share it with them and let them decide if that's something that they would like to try. Tap into your back office and truly see what Artist International is about. And if you're not an Artist International distributor on the line, then I ask you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them what Artist International is truly about. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer at this time. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
All right. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. So we magnify the Lord with you. Let us magnify the Lord together. Let us exalt his name. And as Tiffany has already said, God has a miracle for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for clearing the air this morning and allowing for the message to go forth. So once again, you have called into the Master's Call, and we thank God for you, and we welcome you to the call. Now at this time, it is time to hear the message from the Lord this morning. I'm going to bring to you our speaker for this Monday morning. She is no stranger to this call. She is a founder here on the Master's Call. She comes by way of Prairie View, Texas, I believe, this morning. She is a pastor. Oh, yay! She is a pastor. She is prophetic. She is anointed. She is precious here to the Master's Call. So it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to introduce to you and bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is the pastor of the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Texas. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. Warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. Excited this morning about Jesus. Excited about this season, that we're in. We began a series last Monday that I want to finish up today. I tell you, I got so excited yesterday. They were telling me they had 4 or 5 pages of notes. Well, we're on the clock this morning, so I know we won't be able to get it all in, but I believe what needs to get in, the Spirit of the Lord will allow us to go over this morning. We have been talking so much lately about giving thanks. And in this season of Thanksgiving, even when a secular, unsaved world doesn't understand when they come under the blanket of gratitude, because in the marketing industry where we're happy about presents and a Santa Claus and all the other things, we as believers, we as children of God who confess and profess the name of Jesus need to remind them that it's all about one big birthday, one day that changed the destiny for mankind, and that is the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It doesn't exactly matter if it wasn't exactly December 25th, but he had to come. He was born to die, and we want to give thanks to that. And we started a series last Monday entitled Giving Thanks, and I wanted to take us from beginning with anticipation all the way to the end when it's manifestation of his goodness and mercy. So the title of this series is Giving Thanks with Anticipation of God's Manifestation. Giving thanks with anticipation, like a little child on Christmas Eve that can't hardly go to sleep, just excited about what gifts it's going to get. We're going to get the biggest gift of all from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and with God's manifestation of his goodness. And the subheading was Keep an Attitude of Gratitude. How do we get there? What's the journey when we push off from the docks at our alpha of anticipation all the way to the omega of God's manifestation? What do we do from B, C, D, E all the way down to X, Y, Z of manifestation? We keep for the journey an attitude of gratitude. Our two text scriptures that we started with were in Ephesians 5:20 and Philippians 4:8, both authored by the Apostle Paul. And Ephesians 5:20 tells you, get locked in this gear. In the NIV, Ephesians 5:20 to the church at Ephesus said, always, not sometimes, not when you feel like it, but always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Philippians 4:6-8, when Paul, in a good season, wrote to the church at Philippi and was seeing them grow and seeing them get rooted and grounded well in that new thing back then called Christianity, he wrote to their hearts, to their understanding, starting in verse 6, be not anxious about anything. In other words, saints, don't worry. It's a sin to worry. It's wrong to worry. Anchor yourself to not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So God is saying, come on to me, but don't come all fearful and doubtful and, you know, get that butt out the way. You know, Lord, I know you're good. I know you're mighty. I know you're great, but get your butt out the way. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, bring those requests to God. In verse 7, how do you do it? And with the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, he will guard our hearts and our minds rooted in Christ Jesus. So that shalom peace, see, that's the highest form of peace. That's at Isaiah 26:3, the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. So when everything is going crazy around you, when I always say when the winds of life are blowing, when it seems like the storms are coming down like trenches of just heavy rain. Oh, when the fiery darts of the enemy seems like you at dart practice. Ah, keep the peace of God. Just speak over your own self. Lay hands on your own self. I choose peace today in the midst of the storm. Since finally, in verse 8, brothers, and we're going to add our sister in today, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. I think he went on in every situation. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So that's your formula. Get your mind off of the negative. Get off of the stinking thinking. See, we can't dwell on two things at one time. If you have your mind hit with bombarded with negative thoughts, just choose something that's joyful. Choose something that makes you laugh, and it shifts the atmosphere. It aligns your mind and let the anointing destroy the yoke. And then verse 9, he says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Remember he taught us, follow me as I follow Christ. And then utmost, Jesus told us when he was here, I only do what I see my Father do. And the acronym we had was for thanks, was a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. That thanks was a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. Because truly, my pastor, when I was in seminary at ORU, used to always say, your attitude really does determine your altitude. So let's get an attitude check. Let the anointing destroy any yokes of heaviness. And we went over two principles last week. The first principle that we covered on our journey from anticipation to God's manifestation, we said principle one was with anticipation, we birth the germination of God's will. With anticipation, when you're all excited and you surrendered and postured, we birth the germination of God's will. And we define germination as to begin to grow, to sprout. And we ended that with great expectation of godly possibilities. See, when you have anticipation and you take all the limits off of God and you see yourself as that eagle that you are and your wings are spread wide, then the wind of God, the ruah, breath of God soars you higher to all the possibilities that God has for us. And we talked about how when you allow the Lord to germinate in your heart, your dreams, your visions, your hopes, you'll do your part. You and I will do what we can do, and then we will know with a full confidence that God will do what we cannot do. And see, long before motivational speakers or life coaches or all these nice things of today, the Word of God said in Habakkuk 2, verse 2, write the vision down. That's letting the germination process begin. See, that's that contract, that covenant with you and God. And it's like some of you that put your dream book together, your dream board, your picture on your refrigerator. Come on, write that vision down. We're going to be talking in the next couple of days. I'm going to let y'all get through Christmas being happy, but we're going to go on a TMC fast. Yes, I said it. So that we can birth those visions and dreams. And then Romans 4, 7, it said, call those things that be not as though they were. When Abram became Abraham and Sarai became Sarah, no matter what mess you may be in now, oh, let God germinate it into a message that sets the captives free. Oh, I know it may be tough, and it's a test and a trial. Oh, but it's going to be a testimony if you grow not weary in well-doing. We're talking about giving thanks this morning with anticipation so that we will see God's manifestation. And all along our journey, we're going to keep an attitude of gratitude. As my mother lovingly says, we just gonna love the hell out of them. And that acronym of thanks, thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. The second principle we went over was during the germination, it will bring about a rearrangement of your hopes, your dreams, and desire. During the germination, when God is birthing it, it will bring about a rearrangement of your hopes, dreams, and desires. And I went over last week how God never does it like we think. He never usually does the things we would do. When he shows us that alpha, when we're standing there getting our praise on and we're seeing the omega, and you get that prophetic word, you have that awesome dream, he shows you on the stage, he shows you preaching to thousands, traveling around the world, he shows you that business, he just shows you all those desires in your heart. See, it's kind of a setup, because while you're standing in alpha and he's showing you omega, he doesn't show you the journey in between. We talked about we didn't get a vote. The caterpillar didn't get a vote that it was going to have to struggle in the cocoon before it become a butterfly. That ugly duckling, it didn't get a vote before it would become and go through those awkward stages before it became a beautiful swan. We talked about how Joseph, when he saw the dream of the sheaves bowing down in Genesis 37, see, he didn't get a chance to read all the way to Genesis 50 that it was going to all work together for his good in that 20th verse. See, the Lord didn't show him being placed in the pit ministry or the betrayal at the palace ministry, or truly he didn't get to see the pain of the prison. He was just telling his little dream. And I'm a prophet. Many times when I travel around the world, I just say, oh, Lord, help us, help us. When I see a strong prophetic speech for someone and they start crying and giving a little shout out, someone get in their Holy Ghost lap, I always say, Lord, help us from the prophecy to the promise. Help them handle that in the meantime, because all of us are going to have to go through our in-the-mean germination time. So today, we're going to talk about the third principle in our theme of giving thanks with anticipation of God's manifestation, keeping that attitude of gratitude. Well, with your anticipation, you birth an expectation of what God was going to do. And then we have the germination start, like a woman being germinated to carrying a baby 9 months. Well, now, principle three, illumination brings about revelation of the Word of God. See, in this process, God says the Word tells us the entrance of the Word brings light and life to us. When you get pregnant, you start reading what you should eat, what you should drink, what you can do, what you can't do. You start understanding that you're carrying something precious, and that light of understanding comes in. In Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11, 8 through 11 in Ephesians chapter 5 reads, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and right is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. See, the Word of God is our rock and our foundation. See, I'm not impressed by folks' opinions. I want to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord, because it is his word that is in that is eternal. It's his word that he will never contradict and uphold. And he uses his word as our Jehovah Rohi, our guide. See, the word will bring light into our lives. The word will bring light to our understanding. Oh, one of my favorite verses. I'm just loving this book of Ephesians this morning. In Ephesians 1, early in my ministry, I committed to ministry, a memory, Ephesians 1, 17 through 18, and even that 19th verse, because it reminded me every day when I was struggling with Greek and trying to understand systematic theology. Anyway, verse 17 said, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, God wants to shed light on his word and reveal. That's all revelation means, is to reveal more about him. And verse 18, the key verse, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the power, the working of his mighty power. And then that verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand and in heavenly places. See, in that verse 18, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, illumination, where you start understanding. That's why in Proverbs 4, our wisdom book, and in that fifth and sixth verse, because, see, the word wisdom means Sophia in the Greek, and he says, in all you're getting, at seventh verse, it tells you to get understanding, because understanding will bring in the light. It'll bring in the, aha, I got you now, God. I'm flowing with you. I'm going to cooperate with you, Holy Ghost. I was sharing with him yesterday how I was just so blessed having church all over again. Yesterday morning, I just absolutely loved Jensen Franklin out of Georgia, and he had a powerful word about the difference between evangelism and revival. And he was explaining a simple but yet profound word of explaining to us that evangelism is for the lost, where we're out there trying to witness and shed light and inform people of the goodness of God. But a revival is for the church folks. And he was talking about when you know you need a revival. And it was humorous, but wow, so profound. He talked about how in church you can tell when someone just got recently saved because they're always lifting their hands and they got a ready thank you, Jesus, in their mouth. And, you know, some of us seasoned saints, we stand there when the praise and worship team have entered in and the heavenly angels are all around. We got our arms folded looking like, I dare you to bless me. You know, just got to notify your face that you want deliverance from the prune juice ministry. But he was saying, you know, when you have a close walk with God, you'll remember. You'll be revived. And he said, see, when you need revival is when the guests compliment and then the members complain. I was show shouting in because he talks about how he have a powerful service. God is moved. And then somebody in the hallway, when you're walking back to your office, tell my pastor, I just really didn't like one of those songs they sang in praise and worship. He's like, hold on, 99.9 awesome things happened, and the only thing you want to discuss is a song you didn't like. See, when the sinners are impressed and the saints are depressed, we need a revival, and that's when the illumination and the light comes in. That's why you got to daily eat the word of God. That's why I love how we daily get on this call and get what? Enhanced, encouraged, inspired, empowered to go out and do great things. All the illumination brings about the understanding and the revelation of God's word. Boy, I'm almost out of time. I think I'm going to just stop right there, because then principle four that we'll discuss next week is revelation will then bring about the demonstration. And demonstration is the manifestation, because I want to take time and eat all the meat off the bone about how there ought to be a little bit of fruit in your revelation. What are you saying, Dr. V? We ought to see some demonstration in our lives than Mark chapter 16. I taught that for weeks. I went on a long series. Wasn't going to teach it for 2 weeks, and got caught up my own self. Because in our lives, when we say we're believers, miracles, signs, and wonders should follow us. See, when we have the light inside of us, darkness will be drawn to us. You know, like on a dark country road, a simple little light on the porch can be seen for miles and miles and miles. And that's why some of you, you're wondering like, why all these heathens keep coming to me in my workplace? Woo! Why does everybody depend on me? See, they're drawn to the light. A lot of times with no understanding, they just see that light and say, what is it they have? That's your evangelism tool. That's that minister in the marketplace. I loved how Tiffany was talking about evangelists, how so many people have not heard about our artist products, and they're drugged out. But if you give the people, any of us, the natural things we need, the body can heal itself. And you can use it as a tool of evangelism to talk about these great products and then talk about the greatest product and the birthday coming up of Jesus. But there ought to be a manifestation. We ought to have a few miracles. You know, testimony service shouldn't still be something that happened 10 years ago. Oh, say amen, oh me. See, that Mark 16 we're going to talk about next time is when the revealed truth comes, good understanding will be there, and we'll all communicate and then demonstrate God's present and eternal power and glory. Oh, but it's all done with the love of Christ in our heart. It's all done with us understanding that we are giving thanks with anticipation, as we have the expectation of the good things God's going to do that leads us to illumination, wanting to know the light and the revelation, God revealing his ministries, and we'll continue on with the demonstration of God's manifested glory. I feel this word in your hearts and spirits this morning, that you are his instrument. You are his tool. You are his bridge that many can walk over. Remember, bridges are meant to walk on. So sometimes get your feelings out of the way. It isn't about you or me. It isn't about anything but that light inside of us. And sometimes people drawn to us don't even know what to do with us, because if they want to stay dark, we become an irritant to them. We become an obstacle. But today we're going to still lift our hands and give thanks with a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful on-time word of God. I can feel the tugging over here on my heart and on my coattail. And truly, God is lighting us up for great things to happen with anticipation of God's manifestation. Keep an attitude of gratitude, a thankful, hopeful attitude, and a kind spirit. And she gave us 4 points, but she covered 3. And if you missed any of those points, then I invite you to go to the callback number, 712-432-1085, the same PIN code that you use to dial in, and write those notes down. Don't just write them down. Allow them to enhance you and empower you, that your attitude and your altitude will be changed. At this time, I'm not sure if Elder Robin is on the line with us this morning, but Elder Robin, if you're on the phone, can you come to the line and go ahead and close us out in prayer? And if not, then I will go ahead and close this out. Okay. So let us bow in prayer. Huh? You're there? Hello?
Evangelist Tiffany, this is Kathy Washington. I'll go ahead and close out in prayer.
Thank you, Minister Kathy. Great.
Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you alone are God, and there is absolutely no one else like you. We do love and adore you today. We thank you because you are the one who woke us up this morning and started us on our day. Lord, I thank you for everyone that is on this call that have heard this awesome message from your servant today. Thank you for blessing your hands, a servant, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God. Continue to download into her spirit, Lord God, revelation that she might continue to impart to your people. I pray, Lord God, for the building up of her strength today, Lord God, as she continues to give out, even as she gives out physically and spiritually. Bless her, Lord God, as she continues to undergird her parents and taking good care of them. I thank you, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord shall overtake her, Lord God. I thank you for that now in the name of Jesus. And I bless you for everyone else that's on this call and all the other prayer requests that we have before you. I bless you because you alone are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals, holding up all of those, Lord God, that are in need of healing today. We bind the spirit of infirmity, and we say that you will not continue to operate in the lives of God's people. Thank you, Lord God, that you've already taken, thank you, Jesus, all the stripes for our healing. And today we speak it forth in the atmosphere, and we speak it to the lives of the people in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are indeed the one that knows how to provide for us. Help us, Lord, in the midst of where we are to give you thanks, knowing that you are going to provide everything that is needed. Thank you that you're Jehovah Shalom. You are our God of peace. And for all of those, God, that have lost loved ones in this season, I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to comfort their heart and continue to be their peace today in the name of Jesus, and walking them through this period right now as we approach your birth. I thank you, the celebration of your birth. We thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're doing in our lives. We celebrate you, and we do as you say. We become evangelists, Lord God, as we go out into the marketplace to be ministers, oh God, for you. And we bless you for this time. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, amen. Back to you then.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for filling the call and covering our speaker this morning with that on-time word from the Lord, and we thank you for that closing prayer. To you, Minister Willa, we thank you for opening us up, and God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa, for your faithfulness and for your consistency to this call. We thank you. You are definitely a precious woman of God to this call, and we bless God for you. And to you, each of you, the TMC listeners, we thank God for you. And we pray that today you will be merry as you go through this day, that you would magnify the Lord, and that you will expect miracles to happen in your life as you submit, obey, and accept the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace. Have a marvelous, marvelous Monday, and we'll hear you on the call again tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Goodbye for now.